Look, I think it's clear from the election results, despite the fact that Sinn Féin had its most successful election in 100 years, returning the biggest number of TDs ever, and indeed despite the fact that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil had the worst election or second worst election in their history, we do see that the numbers have fallen in their favour, that they're only a number of seats off having an overall majority, and with the willingness of independents to prop that government up, it looks likely that they are in the driving seat. Although that deal isn't done yet, and that's why Sinn Féin continues to engage with parties of a similar mind, those in the Social Democrats, the Labour Party, will be reaching out to other progressive independents in the event that that deal doesn't come through with government formation, that we want to be in a position to be ready if there is an opening for us to be part of that next government and deliver the change that we so badly need here. But if that doesn't fall our way, the key thing for us then is to try and drive as much change as possible from the opposition benches. And I think working with other like-minded parties will be key to that.
It must be disappointing, though, and frustrating for Sinn Féin to be in this position again.
Well, I think the frustration really isn't, you know, internally within the party. The frustration is within communities, within, you know, people who want to see and dramatically want to see change, you know, for families who are looking at their young, you know, adults now, looking to see if they can get a house, and knowing that without a change of government that will be unlikely. It's frustrating for people who are really struggling with children with additional needs and not being able to get the services. So it is the disappointment I feel is for them. But I have very clear message in Sinn Féin is that not to give up hope, that we have the biggest number of TDs ever now elected in 100 years. We're going to use that huge mandate that we have to drive forward change. We haven't given up completely in terms of government, as I said, while Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are in the driving seat, that deal isn't done. So we will be waiting on the edges. If there is any opportunity for us to be in government, we will take that. But the one thing that people can be assured of is we're not going to miss a beat in relation to making sure that the issues are front and centre, and that we will use every opportunity that we have to represent the people who gave us such a huge mandate.